This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. Michael, I was bragging about the service that you're providing on your website that folks going to the Taylor Swift concert may want to visit, where you outline where all of the work is going on, and there are some tough passageways because roads are torn up.
Oh, that's a great point, Newell. Yeah, check out nolastreets.info, nolastreets.info. It's not a lot. It's just going to show you the streets that are totally shut and the ones that have major blockage. So it's just a good general map to avoid total disaster with your children.
Because I was driving around yesterday, and there are some streets within just a block or two of the dome that are ripped up. So you need to be aware of that, because the way that some of that lays itself out, you could get caught in gridlock real easy.
Yeah, I mean, they tried to neaten things up as much as possible, but they're definitely going to still be some things that are not normal or not totally open. So I check it out on your phone, nolastreets.info, before you try to get close.
Michael, we have a special guest.
Yeah, really excited about this. This is a good friend of mine from the great parish of Tangipahoa. It's Ginger Cantalosi. She is the executive director of Tangi Economic Development, and she's here to discuss a bunch of exciting projects and announcements they've had recently up in Hammond and in Byron. It's great to have Ginger on.
Ginger, welcome to the show. And I understand just last week y'all had some announcements that were game changers for you guys. Tell us about it.
We did. Specifically, last week, and good morning, by the way. Hello, Michael. Hello, Newell. Thank you both for having me on this morning.
Well, it's a pleasure.
We had an announcement go out from Louisiana Economic Development. Companies, one of the manufacturing companies that has been in Tangipahoa for quite some time, Graham Packaging. They're a manufacturer for Folgers, actually, for the containers and stuff that Folgers Coffee is sold in. They announced a $35 million project. They're doing an expansion and some updates on their equipment. A little more advanced manufacturing to have them be a little bit more productive. Going to retain those 100 jobs that they provide here in the community. And we're very happy that they've chosen to do that. So that went out last week and got a lot of good feedback from that. But we have a lot of other stuff going on in Tangi too. Hard to keep up with all of it, actually, which is a great problem to have.
Ginger, if you don't mind, I want to interrupt right there, and I want to get both you and Michael in on this conversation. Michael, we have talked about this a lot, how, you know, something good happens in New Orleans, obviously Folgers, and then a byproduct of that, and I did not know that this Graham Packaging, I knew of Graham, but I did not know that they were predominantly doing the Folgers work. Those are the kind of synergies that you love to see happen, right? I mean, that's what we talk about, and here it is. It's a great example. I'd like for both of y'all to come.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's there is here's the example I always use. You know, I ask people, how big is Atlanta? They always say 5 million, 6 million. I say, no, the population of Atlanta technically is 480,000, but it operates as a metro that it calls itself Atlanta. That's 80% the size of Massachusetts. That is the right economic unit. And so, yeah, things that are happening in Tangi are absolutely supporting things that are happening on the South Shore and vice versa. If we build the new terminal down in St. Bernard, that's going to create thousands of jobs on the North Shore. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Go ahead, Ginger.
We're counting on it. We're counting on that, Michael, and very much looking forward to that. But we do see a lot of investment here on the North Shore as a direct result of businesses either operating or expanding, on the South Shore. And we have the space, we have the availability, we have the willingness to welcome those companies to expand here or to add additional locations here. Graham specifically has a huge footprint of the physical space alone. They have two facilities, actually. One is located off of Pride Drive in the industrial area around Hammond North Shore Regional Airport. That's their actual manufacturing facility. And then they have a storage facility that's probably close to 200,000 square feet on High Park Boulevard that literally just stores the containers until they're ready to be shipped out. So obviously the manufacturing part is the one that's doing the expansion, but they have a pretty large footprint here. They employ a lot of people. It's a good company to work for, and they've been around for quite some time.
Ginger, when you tell that story that we just talked about, you know, something happens in New Orleans, and then there's a service side to this that, you know, may locate on the North Shore, and in particular Tangipahoa, do people tend to believe you? I mean, I've talked about this with folks, and people always kind of look at me like, yeah, you know, really, I don't know. Does that really happen? I said, yeah, it happens. Do you get a similar reaction?
I don't know why anyone wouldn't believe me, because it's true information that I can show you and prove.
But do you ever get that sense that people
see a lot of,
really?
Well, maybe local folks don't really see the connection there, but if you look at it from a national perspective, you know, we're a region, and for all intents and purposes, being 45 minutes, you know, 50 minutes from downtown New Orleans, we are New Orleans. Like, in a lot of different respects, when people, you know, global companies look at the southeast part of the United States and they focus in on the greater New Orleans region, we're part of that. To someone, you know, on the other side of the country, we are New Orleans. I mean, we're so close. I mean, spitting distance is what we call it, right?
Right.
But I'll use an example, as a matter of fact. And this is great, because this is how we benefit from each other. The North Shore benefits from the South Shore, and the South Shore benefits from us. Yesterday, we had, yesterday was a great day in Tangipahoa Parish, by the way. We had the official corporate ribbon cutting for the new Niagara bottling manufacturing plant right at I-12 and Highway 445, right there in that northwest quadrant. They actually started operations back in February, but yesterday was kind of like the official grand opening, where the corporate folks came in and it was a big to-do and whatever. And on the banner behind the podium where the presentation was being done, it said Niagara Bottling New Orleans facility. And it's in Ponchatoula. It's technically in Ponchatoula, right? And we see that all the time. Right across the street from that facility is a very large luxury RV resort that has about 400 spaces and about 40 cabins around a big lake. Gets a lot of traffic through there. And it's called Sun Outdoors, North Shore New Orleans Park.
Right.
So, you know, we are New Orleans for all intents and purposes, you know. And we do have lots of companies that have expanded or even moved from the South Shore up here because they want to expand, and maybe they're landlocked and they don't have the space down there, you know. And so we see a lot of people looking up here, north of I-12. They want to be here for a lot of different reasons, you know. They don't have room to expand in the city, and they want to come up here, and we are more than happy to accommodate them. So it's a shared benefit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, I understand that you guys have announced some other projects recently as well. Tell us about those.
We do. So I feel like we've been talking about the Niagara Project for a long time, but it is very significant. And we worked on that with Jano Inc. For, months and months and months and months and months and months before they decided to land here. Yeah. And that was great. They focused in on Tangipahoa Parish and ended up purchasing that property. And have had a really good experience. The building is almost 500,000 square feet. It went up in 11 months. They were open and operating. It was like the speed at which they put that building up was amazing to watch that happen. And they're open and operating. They manufacture the bottles, the caps, they ship out. They manufacture 2 million bottles of water for every 8-hour shift.
Wow.
Out of that facility. And then
also, you should also mention, sorry, Ginger, but they've got this new innovation. It's space saving for dehydrated water that they're working on, which I think will be a real innovation in the market when it comes out.
It is, and luckily that doesn't take up a lot of space at all. So we're able to.
No kidding.
You don't even need a permit for that, Michael. Did you know? You don't even need a permit to manufacture dehydrated water.
Ginger, I'm sure they're still going to protest us. It's got molecules.
You're warning me. Somebody's going to be mad about it. I hear that they're producing that in the same building as the sugar-free cotton candy.
Exactly. And Michael's good jokes.
I'm sure the listening audience is going, what in the hell are they talking about?
I'm sure they've already switched channels, Newell. I'm sorry. This is terrible for you.
Listen, if you've known Michael Heck for more than half a minute, you know he has a very unique sense of humor, and I do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
He always makes me laugh. But no, we do. We have, of course, you know, that project was really great for our community, created a lot of really good paying jobs. We have really been very active in the renewable energy kind of sector that's everywhere these days. You know, we've been working with several different companies on different solar energy manufacturing projects. One is well underway and under construction. That's the Next Era AMEET Solar Project up in the northwest part of the parish, and also a significant investment. That one is under construction at present, and we have one coming up another one right behind that that's been permitted and waiting to break ground on another 1,500 acres that will be manufacturing solar energy. And so we're happy to be, part of both of those projects. They are incredibly large, significant investments for our parish. One is right around $169 million, and the other one's $250 million. And the parish will definitely see some benefits from that. You know,
absolutely.
And there are several in queue behind that are very interested too. So we've spent a lot of time recently working on those projects. And a lot of our, legacy companies that we have that have been here for years and years have had some really substantial expansions lately. So we're happy about that. We're happy to support those existing businesses. An example, Interlox, of course, just underwent
$57 million. Yeah, that was a big...
You're familiar with Latrum, which is...
Yeah.
They're a division of Latrum out of Harahan, and they just added an additional 300,000 square feet to their footprint, their physical footprint, which will more than double their manufacturing capacity. And they'll be bringing on another 400 full-time employees over the next 3 or 4 years, which is very significant for this area. And we are happy about that. A lot of stuff flies under the radar, too. You know, you're not going to see it in the press.
I hate to interrupt you, but we're running out of time. Just want to congratulate you on all the great projects that you have coming your way. And it's great to see that Tangipahoa Parish is really knocking it out the park, because it's important for all the parishes that touch at Lake Pontchartrain Basin to succeed for everyone throughout Southeast Louisiana. So thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Yeah. Got to get to a break. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.